Time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Carbon County Commissioner Casey Hopes. And you know what? We always like to get the commissioners in to discuss things that are going on in Carbon County. We're going to talk about some of the events that have just happened here. We're going to talk about some of the things that, you know, getting ready for that summer, getting ready to have people and venues open and those kind of great things. Plus, we're going to talk about the Utah Ready program, and we'll dive into that a little bit more as well. Commissioner Hopes, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Dave. It's great to be with you. Always good to talk about the good things happening in Carbon County.
Well, thank you for taking out the time to join us today. So let's dive right in. One of the first questions I always like to ask is, how are things going in Carbon County?
You know, I think things are going quite well. We have our challenges, but every community has their challenges, and I think things are going quite well. In the last couple weeks, last 2 weeks, we had a motocross event that brought in over 500 riders. It was kind of a desert race, so they start out at the fairgrounds and they race out and around a track that they've identified out through the desert there, and then and just make loops around there. It did cause quite a bit of dust in the valley, but over 500 racers, and then you compound on that the families that come with those racers. We probably had 1,000 or more people here just that one weekend. And then this last weekend we had the Utah High School Rodeo here. It wasn't the state high school rodeo, but it was our region's rodeo, and that went really well. We had a lot of contestants, a lot of people in the valley, and it's just good to start seeing some of those types of community events that bring in people from around the state into our community. I know we're ramping up for summer, and it's going to be awesome to have our venues open and people able to go out and enjoy things that we used to do: international days, helper vibes, and helper first Fridays, and East Carbon days. I'm excited about having summer back.
Really, and mostly, like you said, being able to get out and enjoy that, being in venues with people and having fun and seeing your friends and neighbors. I think that's what summer has always been about here in Carbon County, and it's good that we're getting back to that.
Absolutely.
So let's dive into this Utah Ready program and kind of give us a little background about what it is and what it's going to affect here in our area.
Perfect, thanks. So Build, last time I was in, we talked about the Build Back Better application. So the Build Back Better application kind of falls under the umbrella or the name of Utah Ready. It's in the Office of Energy, and so Carbon County's portion of that is the airport and working with USU to bring their aviation and mechanics program here. We already have the flight program, and that's been a great boon to bring in more students and to help the university grow here in Carbon County. But adding this next portion of the program, and hopefully the attitude that people will see is we would love to get this money because it would surely kick it off. But eventually, even if we don't get the money, we'd like to keep working at building towards getting the maintenance and mechanics program here, because it'll draw in more students. They can have upwards of 25 per class, The things that they're training them on turbine engines and different things are things that we use in our community. Our power plants have turbine engines in them. So potentially some of these students wouldn't have to move off to, say, an airport somewhere else, but they could be employed by the power plants or other places within our community.
And really, that was one of the things, and I can't remember who I was talking to. It may have been Mayor Kourianos, and that was what he was so excited about with trying to get this maintenance program down here. Because, yes, the power plants use turbine engines. And there are a lot of applications for turbine engines that people use in our area. And to have that knowledge here, and the other part about it, too, is I've always heard that, you know, USU, their aviation program up in Logan is just jammed full. Can't get another person in it. So to have another venue, another outlet for those people would be huge for Carbon County. So what are we going to have to do? What are the steps that they've got to take to get to make sure that this is secured?
So hopefully with this funding from the Build Back Better or our U Ready application, we'll be able to build them a facility. One part of it, there'll be kind of three sections to the facility. There'll be a hangar that'll house all of their airplanes because they would like to grow the aviation side of it here in Carbon County as well. So it would be able to house more planes so they could train more pilots. And then the other side of that would be classroom space where they could do instruction. And then there's a lab space where they would have a full-size plane and a whole bunch of engines that they could learn how to take apart a plane and put it back together, as well as with each of those engines, they actually tear them all down, they put them back together, and they fire them up to make sure that they're running right. They calibrate them and do all the mechanic work on them. So that's the three components to the building. So if we can't get the Build Back Better, we'll have to keep working on maybe building out portions of that facility until we can get the whole thing added in.
So when do we find out about the Build Back Better grant?
So that's going to be sometime midsummer. We'll know on that. Here in a couple weeks, we'll have the opportunity as a coalition to present in front of a whole bunch of philanthropists throughout the nation on a virtual visit, and there's a possibility that some of the philanthropists would be willing to donate to our project or the U-Ready project as a whole. The other side of that, and I know you've talked about it with Emory County, is the U-Ready is mainly focused on coal country, so there are several projects that are all focused on building up our economy, the Energy Research Center, the Innovation Center down at the Association of Local Governments. And so all of these projects are designed and moving forward to help bolster our economy and help diversify what we're doing here.
All right, so we'll keep an eye out and find out what happens with this U-Ready grant. It's all exciting stuff. And you know what? If you hear anything or anything like that, let us know. We'll get you on and we'll talk all about it. This is great things that could be coming to Carbon County and to our area, and it will do nothing but help us out and get people here. And what a great addition to what they already offer as far as the aviation program with this engineering and maintenance program as well. Commissioner Hopes, thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to us. We really appreciate it. And we're going to let you go and get back to it. All right.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you. Once again, we've been speaking with Carbon County Commissioner Casey Hopes. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.